Well, sir, if you come in at 1 o'clock, you will not have an interview.
Do you see the trash can over there?
Trash can?
Yeah.
What's the Stonewall gas can?
Yeah, do you see it there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You know, the lady had a great...
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just come in for an interview, all right?
You know, the child molester could come in and rape him, you know?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Yeah, we're back. I figured out the problem. Thanks to Syndicate. Those are sharp people over there. And, okay, so I'm going through these. Lebanese moaning and lesbian. We got meat drippings. Do you have paper? What do you have paper? I don't remember that one.
That's when you were going to place an order, but he's like, we're closed. Like, no, I didn't ask you. You want to help him place an order? I just want to know.
Do you have paper? Yeah, that was kind of meh. But I think the meat drippings ones was funny, wasn't it? Wasn't she, like, kind of... One of those that she's meat drippings. Is that the one where I was ordering drippings and I wanted to make...
Masterson. You go in from your voice to Jack Masterson's voice in the middle of the call.
Yeah, all right, let's listen to that. Hang on, that was on... that was 4 days ago. Jack Masterson begs and pleads the woman on the phone for the drippings for his own bread. Okay, beautiful. All right, let's play that while I look at this this newspaper here. And I'm going to come up with something to call. This audio's not coming in yet. I'm running a lot on the computer, like at one time, and I screw stuff up. I changed to a new setup. I'm putting the burden on one PC, and it seems to be actually doing better than trying to split it off between two different... You know, I was splitting services on one and the other, but it just doesn't work out like that, man.
Woo-hoo!
And here it is. Okay, well, I guess the audio's not going to play immediately, so let me see if I can find someone we can call. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. Construction positions. Hiring concrete... concrete form carpenters, rebar iron workers, and concrete finishers. And we've got two numbers here.
You know what? That would be a great thing for some of Big Johnson trying to get out of stripping into construction.
You want to do that? Okay, so you want to write down what it is that they're looking for so you can say you have experience in all this?
Oh, I'm actually on the road right now.
We'll try to remember it. Rebar iron working and concrete finishing.
Gotcha.
Okay, and it's they're hiring concrete form carpenters in concrete. All right, and they got two numbers there. So I'm presuming it's probably two managers, and they've left their contact number. So let's try to give this a call. You want to take that one with Summer Big Johnson, see if she can, and then accuse them of, you know, of being sexist, you know, or for not giving you an interview, and have no qualifications at all, and demand an interview. That would be great. Oh yes, this is going to be awesome. Okay. I'm gonna do it as a Hispanic guy too, you know, and have no experience in the job, and then accuse them of not of being discriminatory because they won't give me. Can you imagine someone calling for a job and being all accusatory at the beginning? Oh, this is great.
I'm from Mexico.
I
need a job.
Hey, you guys, I got the prank queued up. It finally came up. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're doing we're going to have Summer Big Johnson looking for a job. All right, good. Veal meat over there?
Oh, we do.
That's awesome. What about, like anything gamey? What, do you have the gamey stuff?
We have a lamb shank.
No, I'm looking for more gamey and tough than that. I like rice and gamey. No, not a lot of flavor. You have, like, any venison?
No, we don't have any venison. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez. So what is a lamb like? How does that come out? Is it very dark?
It's a lamb shank. And it comes on the bone, and it's really very tender, actually. It pretty much falls off the bone because it's braised for, like, 3 hours. Served with mashed potatoes. It's very delicious. But, but for gamey, that's probably, I would think, the most gamey item that we have.
Do you have anything with, like, drippings? A lot of drippings?
Say that again?
Do you have anything with a lot of drippings?
Please hold while the Nextel subscriber you are trying to reach is located.
Hey, I'm spoofing the number as the other one that they listed.
This is Justin with not available right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
All right, we'll try the other one, okay? I got the other line. We'll try that one instead. That's a Nextel that's out of range. So those are those good old boys, you know, they got the yellow Nextels, you know what I mean? You know, the close places. That, you got to love those guys, man. The small business, the guy, you know, with the yellow Nextel fleets, out there, you know, out there just doing the the concrete construction on the yellow Nextels. Here we go, folks. You gotta love Nextel.
Roofing?
Dressings. You know,
dressings?
No. Dressings.
Hollywood. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I can't untangle myself. I got myself tangled in the phone cord. What do I do?
Cut it.
No, I can't. Then I'll lose my audio. Hang on. Let's see. How do I do this? How did I do this? How did I get into this mess? Oh, crap.
It's a fine mess you've gotten yourself into, Mr. Carlito.
Got myself in a mighty pickle over here. Oh, shit. Here we go. I think I got it.
Oh,
yes. Aha. I have freed myself, everybody. You saw it here first. Carlito freed himself. Boba Fett escaped the Sarlacc pit. That's right. Okay.
The droppings, you know? When the meat, when it makes the oil come out.
When it makes the oil come out?
When the grease comes off the meat when you're cooking it, and it, you know, it leaves that stuff on the thing. Or you, the cooking thing, the machine that you're cooking on.
Oh, the rotisserie?
Yeah, you know, it drips all that fat and grease and stuff.
What about that?
Could I get some, like, red dip in that?
We don't save that for anything.
Well, you're going to throw it away?
So this is Vince. Can't get to the phone right now. If you please leave the name and number, I'll call you back.
Leave a message, yeah, leave a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, my name is Summer, and I'm looking at your concrete position in the paper, and I'm trying to get out of the current job that I'm in right now, and I'd like to see if I could get into concrete laying and all that stuff. Right now,
send this message now. Press pound. Replay your. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
To play.
All right. Well, that's not working. Okay, let's keep looking here. Let's keep looking here. No need to panic. I'm looking. Let me pot up the music here. See what we can do next.
Oh my God! Oh no! Oh my God! I don't know.
Oh my God, oh my God, my pants are on fire. Okay, construction trades, hurricane to $45 an hour. What the hell does that mean? Hurricane to $45 an hour. Fee.
Don't fire Hurricane Katrina rebuilding.
Look, construction trades, and then it says hurricane to $45 an hour. Fee. 561, number. And then it says FBII, no, TBII.TV. What's TBII? Let's look up what TBII.TV is. Hang on. What's this about, dude? This is kind of creepy, huh? It's all cryptic. You think maybe it's like, you think maybe you can get, we can score some heroin, dude? Let's take, maybe we can act on an anonymous tip and get some money from that number. The tip, you know, 442 tips. Do they have that all over the country? Do they have a tips line?
That 419 website.
Let's see. TBII.TV. Let's see what this is. Hang on. This is something. Construction Caribbean and UAE. Ah! The United Arab Emirates. TBII is the Florida-based corporation that has recruited for U.S. Caribbean and UAE-based construction projects since 88. To be a qualified applicant, you must have at least 5 years in your trader skill. Journeyman level, supervisory level, subcontractors and contractors are welcome. We require a one-time trip to a TBII office for an interview and briefing by appointment only. You must be on time or you will be rescheduled. You will need a current driver's license. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I haven't done any briefing, but I've done a lot of debriefing in my position.
Yeah, debriefing? Oh, man. All right. So this is funny. This is cool. They got a picture of, you know, the palms, the palm islands over there in the UAE that they're making, the artificial, you know, fake continent or whatever they're making out there. That they got a picture of that. It looks like they're involved in that flim flam. That's crazy though. It's such a cryptic thing. All right, let's try to give them a call. Hopefully they'll call. They're in South Florida. This is a South Florida number. So let's see what this is about.
You
want to
do this one?
Yeah. Let me take this one. Let me call as a Hispanic guy.
Okay.
Hispanics are always fun, and I am Hispanic, so I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah, we can throw it away.
Well, that don't throw it away. I want it for you.
All the stuff that drips off of the rotisserie meat, we throw away.
No, you don't have to throw it away though. That's food. I can eat it. I'm hungry.
Well, I'm sorry, we threw that away.
Well, I'm hungry. I don't have any food or anything. I thought maybe you guys could help me out. Maybe give me a little, you know, I'll bring my own bread in.
You're welcome to come in for happy hour.
No, I don't need anything to drink. I want to bring my own bread that I got.
We have happy hour meat, or we have happy hour food. We don't have happy hour priced beverages, but we do have happy hour priced food.
Well, you have drug things there, right?
No, I'm sorry. We've already discarded it for the evening.
Oh, won't even make some tomorrow? Can maybe I come in and you give me a little cup of
Thank you for your interest in TBII. Current recruitment is for commercial, residential, industrial, marine, telecommunications, and pipeline construction. Projects are located throughout the southeastern United States and Caribbean islands. You must have at least 5 years in your trade, management, or subcontractor experience to apply. A one-time trip to our office in West Palm Beach for interview and briefing is by appointment only. Pay scales are up to $55 an hour, transportation, housing, meals, family visits, and no downtime are negotiable for long and short-term contracts. To make an appointment, please leave your name and phone number. Thank you.
Yes, hello, my name is Hector Martinez, and I am a contractor. I have been with many years of experience in many different fields of the construction business. I am very much interested in maybe making a interview with someone there regarding a possible job. If you can call me back, you can reach me at 407-459-4534. Again, 407-459-4534. I am more than willing to send my resume by email or posting on website, whatever you have available. I look forward to speaking soon. I have actually up to 3 years of supervisory in interference as well. And yes, I'm making inspection too, and when they come, they are making inspection on the paper, and like, look, did number two is not number one, is not here, number two, and I said, you're out of here, man, go back to the back of the line, find your problem, and I make a recommendation. I said, you move every, the first time you come up, and everything in pencil. So when you make a mistake, all you do is you go to the register and you go, and it come right out, and you fix the problem. And right on the line now, I have one of my students who still knows that I make very good. Tell him, sir, I kid. Go ahead.
Yes, he's very good. He tells me to do things, and I do it, and I get to keep my job.
And he say under oath, that he knows that I always coming on time, right?
Yes, every day on time, no problem.
I come early, I bring coffee sometimes for you too, right?
I love the coffee, yes. It's from Colombia.
Okay, well then please call back, 407-459-4534, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That'll at least make somebody laugh later today, okay?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we can make. That's the kind of, I want to have that conversation. I want to say that I make the people come up with the paper and it's no good. And I said, no, you go back. I've been doing that for 5 years. someone's got a fucking answer. Okay, here we go. Full-time, part-time, gas, electric company, nights and days, Longwood. And I got the number. Let's try to give them a call. Let's see what's up with that. All right. Let me try. I'm going to do my character. What did I say? Let's just do, you know, Fulgencio Nargas. That's Dr. Nargas. Where'd Hollywood go? Hollywood, you're there? Hollywood, come back. Clear. All right, well. I think I talked Hollywood to death there with my ramblation. Okay, anyway, so Hollywood's going to try to call back. Let me call the customer service here in a minute.
Those things, and I could stick my bread in it, and then I eat it.
You're more than welcome to come in and ask for a manager and see if that's possible.
Well, you told me that you're going to throw it away. Well, that's not fair. If a man is coming hungry, he wants drippings. You need to help out. I'll buy you something. You know, I'll buy something from you before I eat it, so you don't think I'm just coming to waste your time.
You're more than welcome to come in and ask.
Do you have Diet Coke?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I want some like gristle and drippings and Diet Coke. I think that's a good trade, because that way the Diet Coke fights that, you know, because like it's diet. So, you know, I save on the diet instead of drinking regular.
That's a good idea to do that. There we are, waiting for the phone. Okay, let's just try to dial this again. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Bunko. Well, then, the drippings are so good.
You're welcome to come in tomorrow and ask if you can do that, okay?
Do you have chicken drippings?
It's all together.
Well, what kind
goes into the same pan.
So chicken, what else kind of meat? You have lamb?
Turkey and pork and roasted
pork. Do you have any bacon grease?
I couldn't tell you.
Do you make bacon there?
We do, but...
So you must have bacon grease. That's... Oh, God, I'm so happy.
Okay, you're more than welcome to come in tomorrow night tomorrow and ask if you can do that, okay?
If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Otherwise, please hold for the next available representative.
Excellent. Finally, get to speak to a person. I got to do that comment. Am I speaking to somebody, a person?
Chop it off. It's having a happy.
Hello, am I speaking to a person? Hello?
Yes, sir, you are speaking to a person.
Wonderful.
How may I help you?
I'm calling regarding your customer service rep job.
Okay, so currently what we have available that we are seeking are experienced telemarketers to handle our outbound sales calls on several different programs that we have.
All right.
Do you have any experience in that area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I have 6 years experience in that, and I'm here to grab the tiger by the tail. You grab it by the belt loops and hump it into submission. Make those sales.
That sounds great. So what you can do is go into our Longwood location, fill out an application. We'll give you an on-site meeting with management. They'll go over your credentials and see what program works best with your experience.
Wonderful. I have wonderful credentials. I am guaranteed. Put me down for an interview and a job offer. I will have my pen ready to sign
it. You can go in for an interview between 9 to 1 or 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
You don't understand. When I come in, I get that job.
We don't have any set appointment.
I get the job.
Come in between 9 to 1.
I get the job. No matter what, I always get the job, baby. I grab the job by the belt, by the hips, and I put it right in it. Yeah! Damn it, that felt good.
Would you like our address?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it. Come here, job. I've taken the job.
Would you like our address, sir?
Give me that job, yeah. Give it, come
Hello?
On. Yeah, give me the job, yeah.
It's at 6 South Highway.
Let me put it in my GPS, hang on.
Are you taking down the address?
454.
Hello?
454 Southwest 7. I got it.
Okay, and that's it.
Where is it at? Please confirm.
Let's come in between 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Hang on, so I have you down for a job offer 9 to 1 and 2 to 4, Monday through Friday? Great.
Yes, sir.
That's excellent.
Sir.
So that's I'll take those hours. I can absolutely work that schedule. That's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll see you when you come in.
So do I have to bring a copy of my driver's license and social security number?
You'll only need that once they hire you, sir. Just come in and
fill
out the application.
You made me the offer 9 to 1 and 1 to 4. You said that was my shift.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4 come in for the to fill out the application. Okay,
I can work that. That's fine. I'll take the offer from 9 to 1
it's
and 2 to 4.
Sir, just please come in and fill out the application during those hours, sir.
Is that
we'll
Monday
be
through
glad to interview you between those hours.
Is that Monday
yes.
through Friday?
Monday through Friday, sir.
Do you have a shift differential? Can we change it for a different time?
Sir, then you can find out about all that once you come in and fill out the application and meet with management, okay?
What if I come in at 1 o'clock? Can I leave at 10 instead?
Well, sir, if you come in at 1 o'clock, you will not have an interview. The interviews are from 9 to 1 to 2 to 4. Okay?
I don't understand.
9 to 1 and 2 to 4.
But I want to change for the second
sir,
shift. I want a second shift job! Please!
To place a call, press 1. To
look desperate. It's so desperate out there right now with the jobs, man. That felt good to do. Oh, my God. Wow. That's Madhouse, I guess. Let's do the next one. Hollywood's back from lunch. Hollywood Colin if you get a chance. I don't want you to lose your job. This is a skill and art everyone that should know, and these days that we live in, you should always be ready to interview for a new job. Because let me tell you, this year is about half the size what the employment section looked like about 4 years ago. I mean, this is minuscule, and look, and it's all full of big ads. There's an ad here takes up half a page, and on the same page there's another one taking a quarter of a page, and another one taking like an eighth of the page. That's one page right there, and it's almost all ads. It has 8 ads in it that are legit. Look at how things are. I lost it. I don't know what happened there. Okay, let's play some music here. Come on, let's get moving. Let's do the next call here. Who else do we got? Any ideas, Tuck? What kind of work would you like to look for here? Should we look for maintenance? Would that work out? What about adult entertainment?
Yeah,
adult entertainment is always fun.
Maybe?
Hey, wait a minute. Let's see here. I think this is... Yes, hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hey, man. Do you want to have... Let's have some of Big Johnson look for a stripper job. Let's see if there's any numbers here for strippers.
Okay.
Let's see. Can't you find these jobs also, like, in Craigslist? That might be something to try. I'm sure that you can find a stripper job listed in Craigslist. All right, so where would a stripper job be listed at? I'm looking here. Management, part-time, professional... Healthcare, no, it's not engineering, it's not restaurant, lounge, clubs, here we go. Okay, let's see, food servers, quick service restaurant, no, medical office assistant, no. It says restaurant, lounge, and club, but it says like office assistant, what's that about? Telesales, here we go. No, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the porno actress.
If, you know, if we could find a marketing job, or telemarketer.
Right.
No, Summer Big Johnson could be wanting to change from, you know, phone sex to that.
Well, hey, you want to call back the lady I just called for
yeah.
the one that was a telemarketing job. Did you hear that? Did you hear any of that?
Yeah.
That was good.
You were excited.
I was all about it. I was ready to take the offer. Okay, here we got telemarketing pros part time, inbound vacation sales, international calls, weekly pay and bonuses, reps making 1,000. Experience phone pros only. There you go. Experience phone pros. You know, pro is a, you know, cops call prostitutes pros. You know, that's like a street term for it. So experience phone pros only. Make the case. He said, you know, you're looking for phone pros. That's me. All right, then I got the number to call. You ready to do it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me see here. Let me get my phone machine ready. Let me get this out of the way. I gotta search these ahead of time and circle them, you know, with highlighter, like I'm really looking for a job. You know, that's what I gotta do every Sunday.
Let's
that's
get on video, huh?
That's gonna be my new thing. I'm gonna do that.
Oh, hey,
you know,
I found some stripper jobs in Orlando.
All right, cool. There we go. Let me know. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Phone sex operators are not prostitutes. No. But in a way, they are selling themselves over the phone, right? Isn't that true? They're selling their bodies over the phone. That's the oldest phone profession. I bet you the oldest profession, you know, they say it's prostitution. The oldest phone profession, I bet you, is phone sex operator.
Yeah.
I bet you it is, son of a bitch. Don't deny it, guys. You know it's the truth. And we should legalize phone prostitution right now. If you can get phone prostitution, you should be able to get real people prostitution just fine. Without any problems. We'll be right back with the next call in a moment. Thank you, guys. Please stand by.
Thank you for calling the resorts. This is Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Yes.
Hi, this is Summer. I was wondering, when could I come in there and apply?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
When can I come in
there? What was
that? When can I come apply?
Okay, do you have any sales experience?
Oh, sweetheart, I've been selling stuff. I've been selling myself for a long time.
Oh, okay.
I've been doing it for years, so I can definitely, if I can sell myself, I can sell anything. You just look at me and you'll know when I come in, baby.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So when do I get the job? When can I start?
Okay, so we're taking applications tomorrow at 1.
Oh, you don't need my application. Now, trust me, I'm going to be doing the best for you, and you will never, ever need anybody else. So can I start today?
What?
Can I start today?
Well, you'd have to come fill out an application tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
You don't need my application. Not at all. I'll bring all the pertinent information, but I'll tell you what, I will make more money for this company than you have ever seen.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not the one that's hiring, so...
Well, who's the one
you have to come fill out an application.
Okay.
And you have to be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
That won't work for me. I'll be at my other job. Can I just come down today?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I just come down today?
Well, it's only at 1 o'clock.
Listen, okay, your name is Rebecca, you said?
Yes.
Okay, who's in charge?
You would speak to Dave.
Dave, can I talk to him, please? I will blow his mind away. I'm telling you. Can't you tell by my voice?
He's not here right now because it's after 1.
What's his cell number? Get him on the phone, please.
Man, I can't get him on the phone.
No, go ahead. Three ways. It's okay. Are you in the three ways? Hello?
This is Dave speaking. I'm going to help you.
Dave?
Hello?
This is Dave. Okay,
no, ma'am,
Rebecca,
it's not Dave. Dave has left the office, as the young lady has already said. He's left the office
okay.
for the day.
What is your name, sir?
Danny Lopez.
Your name is Danny?
Jamie, J-A-I-M-E-L-O-P-E-Z, Jamie
oh,
Lopez.
Oh, you got a girl's name. That's good. I've got
actually, I have a boy's name. I'm Hispanic. It's called Hyman. But thank you anyway.
I've got a Hyman, too. Anyway, mm-hmm. Okay, can I talk to you about coming in today to sign up for this job? I will make more
money. Can you talk to me about what?
I need to come in today and sign up for this job because tomorrow I'm going to be stripping when you guys are taking applications.
Okay, well, you're more welcome to come in and fill out an application. They probably won't reveal until tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And
but you're more than welcome to come in. We're open to
come
six.
And ask for Hyman?
No, that's fine.
You're Hyman? Yes?
Hyman. J-A-I-M-E.
Right, Hyman.
Yes.
Do you know
no
what
N
Hyman is,
the
sir?
There's no N on the
not
end.
Not only do you have an American girl's name, but you also have a female body part name when you're in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. There's
really
no N on the end, though, so it's really not. It's not Hyman. It's Jaime.
Yeah,
it's
so...
It's just like Jamie with no N. The I before the M.
Are you into girls or are you into guys?
I'm into girls.
You're into girls?
So we'll see you today before 6 o'clock then?
So if I come there, if I do stuff to you, can I be assured to get this job?
Probably not, as to I'm not the person hiring, but I'll be more happy to give you the application and pass
you
on to
the person hiring. Let me ask you something, Hyman. If I were to come there and do stuff to you that you have never had anybody do to you before, could that put a really good foot in the door for me?
I really doubt you'd be able to do that, but I can do it, I guess.
Trust me, I'll do stuff to you. You've never had anybody.
Before 6 o'clock, we'll see you then. Do you have the address?
Yes, you're right here in the paper, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is the address there in the paper? 407.
I'll come there and I'll do stuff to you, Hyman, that you have never had anybody done, and I'll get that. I'll start working tomorrow then, okay?
Wonderful. All right. See you then.
All
bye.
Right. Hey, I'll see you later, sweetie. Hyman.
To place a call.
Oh, man. That was fun. All right, cool. So that one's telemarketing pros. That was pretty good. Good work, dude. That was good. All right, let's see what else we got here. I got a purchasing clerk position available in Winter Park. That's one of the more upscale parts of town. Requires previous purchasing experience and some driving. Submit resume indicating interest in purchasing clerk position to human resources. But it's a fax number. It's not a call number. That's not going to work. Okay, Goodyear. Here we go. Store manager at Goodyear. Right opportunity for the right people. That's me. Jack Valente. Goodyear expanding workforce. Okay, good. How about we use... and hey, Hollywood, we should really try the next call you do. We could do the...
White Devil.
Because the White Devil's back. I don't know if you knew, but... new and improved
White Devil machine.
It's actually much better quality now, so I'm excited about that, all right?
That's Bed Bath & Beyond, huh?
Heck yes. Hey, you know what? We're getting registered there in 2 months for the wedding. We're registering a bit. I'm going to put down 5 of those in the registry.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, sir. That's a fax resume there. Okay, so let's see if the store manager in Goodyear picks up. I'm going to do that as Jack Masterson. If I can find my Sharpie, I was using it okay for circling jobs. There we go. All right, hang on.
I've got one right here if you want to use it.
Oh, good deal, yeah. See, yeah, we, see now we get the,
oh,
now we can be the Masterson brothers. Now that you get that. All right, let's see. Let me try to look for another call here. What's another good one from the ones that you edited from the last show? Do you recall? The Quran and women's menstrual cycles. No, where's the woman who got upset with me? Rosewater tea,
yeah,
and clanging.
No,
clanging is good. The guy, remember, I told him to stop making so much noise in the background, and he got a little pissy. Yeah. Okay. We'll play that one here. That's queuing up right now. In the meantime, I'll play a tune. We'll be right back in a moment, folks. Here's some Spider-Man music brought to us by Tuck. TuckerMike.com. That's the website. Oh, I didn't say anything about facts. Those people lie. All right, well, that's not going to work. Let's see what else we got here then. Security guards. Hey, there you go.
Hey, how about old Cletus Jenkins doing the security guard?
Security guard? Hang on. Let's see that.
Security guard open.
No experience. $89 D license required. For truck yard, full-time LB McLeod, seek license plus. Oaks Kissimmee, 59, bed skilled nursing facility. Maintenance director, here we go. Fax resume to blah, 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 or apply. No, no phone number. No phone number for any of the security guards, unfortunately. There's one for fax resume. Resumes can be faxed to our office. Nope. I'm looking at this. When I see numbers, I look to see if it says fax next to it. If it doesn't, I read it. Let's see here. It's got to suck looking for a job this time of year, because there's not a lot of jobs usually this time of year, on top of the fact the way things are. There's another fax. Do people not take phone calls for resumes anymore? People just want to be so not unconfrontational, but just uninteractive. Not personal. No more warm interactions like there used to be. Job fairs. Here we go. All positions, entry level, fun beer, loud music. What? $2,103 a month.
That's a really good fare.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read this to everybody. This is what it says, okay? All positions, entry level is the title. The subject, $1,000 sign-on bonus, period. Fun, period. Beer, loud music, period. $2,103 a month, and it gives the phone number. Dude, I think that should be like the frat party thing. Jack Masterson is going to call in, try to secure that. What's that about? Fun beer? There's some flim-flam. Who's
wheelchair, is that okay?
Who seriously puts out a job fair that says that? Fun beer, loud music. All positions, entry level. I don't understand. Maybe, whatever. Let's see what this is about. Music. That's right. No, actually, I got this prank ready.
Here we go.
Yes, hi. Is this the cafe place?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Do you guys got that rose water stuff you put in the teas?
Rose water?
Yeah, because I've got storm, you know? You have a vagina?
Yes, indeed, I think I do.
That'll...
Here on the Sabrina.
Yes, hi. Is this the cafe place?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Do you guys got that rose water stuff you put in the teas?
Rose water?
Yeah, because I've got this horrible sinus problem, right? Listen. You hear that? It's bad. It's, you know... You know when it gets in the back of the nose like that?
Yeah.
It's right about here. Listen.
Southeast Association, how can I help
you? Hello, hi. This is Jack. My name is Jack Masterson, and I was calling interested with your all physicians entry-level job posting today in the Orlando Sentinel.
Yes, what area are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando.
Are you looking for full-time or part-time?
Anything available.
It's hired. When can you start?
Immediately. I'm very desperate. I haven't been only eating hot dogs, and then occasionally I can have Vienna sausages.
Can you hold for me 1 second?
Okay.
Can you hold?
Yeah. Are you there, Hollywood? Did I dial Hollywood in? Hollywood! No,
smell shit. Whoops, sorry.
There we go.
Okay.
Southeast Association, how can I help you? Hi,
I was on hold with a nice lady regarding my job offer.
Okay, we are holding interviews tomorrow from 1 to 5. Can you see me?
Yeah. I was, it says from Beer Loud Music, and the reason I'm looking is because I was diagnosed recently with terminal illness, and they said that I should try to enjoy the last months of my life. I have about 3 months, and if you do the math, that's about 180 days. So.
We do have an interview from 1 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Can you make it tomorrow?
Yeah, so can you explain what kind of beer is... Is this where they're going to do the beer?
Excuse me?
Are they going to do the beer at this place?
No, we're located in 2130 Michigan Avenue.
Well, it says here, Fun Beer and Loud Music.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, so when do I get the beer?
Can you come for an interview tomorrow from 1 to 5?
Yes, but when do I get the beer? I'm more interested in the... It says free beer.
Can you hold for me 1 second?
Do you give MP3 credits, or how is the music? How do you get...
We do have incentives. Are you able to come for an interview?
I could, redeem for...
What time will be good for you?
Yeah, I'll come in maybe 11 a.m. I'll get up at 11 a.m.
Okay, can you hold?
Oh, God, hello? Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
Yes, hello?
I was talking to a Hispanic woman who I don't think she could understand me because...
I can understand you perfectly, sir. Can you come in for an interview?
Is there an American speaker that I could talk to?
Can you come in for an interview, sir, tomorrow from 1 to 5?
I'm going
to
wake up at 11 o'clock, so okay.
1 to 5, can you make it?
I'll wake up at 11, yes.
Okay.
I'll come into work.
Please dress professional.
I'm going to come to work from 1 to 5, and so that's part-time, Monday through Friday. Okay, now...
No, sir, it's an interview. It's going to be conducted tomorrow between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m.
Okay.
Are you able to come down here for an interview between those times?
Can I have your fax number? Yes, I can. I will come down from 1 to 4. Can I have your...
What time is good for you between the hours of 1?
I'll be there on time. At 1 o'clock, I'll be on time.
What was your name?
I always come in on time to work. So I'll be there.
What was your name?
This is Jack Masterson.
Jack what, sorry?
Masterson. And I require that you guys have a handy...
Can you please dress professional?
Yes, but I will...
And ask for Elizabeth.
Excuse me.
Can you ask for Elizabeth?
Yes, I'll ask for Elizabeth. But I require the handicap parking, and it's going to come in, it's going to be the links, access links, like the wheelchair van is going to come, and they have to come in backwards. So someone has to make sure that they open both doors. There has to be double doors open, because they back the van up to the door.
Can you hold for me 1 second?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Do that.
Maybe on the phone when they come back? Or do you want to talk first?
I'll talk first and then you come in. I'll give you an open. Why am I talking with this stupid thing in my mouth? I'm thirsty. I got cotton though. I bet you the minute I drink. Hello?
I'm sorry. Elizabeth just came in and said all positions are filled. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, hang on. I saw this on 2020. When you people do this, when you find out that I'm handicapped,
that has nothing to do with
I'm terminally ill, that you all of a sudden you say that you don't have any openings, and it says here it's a job fair, which means that I could come in and have
them. We have interviews.
Oh.
We had interviews today from 1 to 3 p.m., sir.
You said it was tomorrow.
Just got filled. I'm sorry.
You had the position filled in 1 hour?
Yes.
For the fun and the beer and everything? You can't give me some from beer?
Sorry, this is customer, sir.
I've been listening to this conversation the whole time with my son, and I want you to understand that you said he had come in tomorrow, and now you're saying that the position is already filled. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you should switch this against my son because he's got...
To place a call, press 1 to listen to your...
You want to call her back?
Yeah.
Let's call her back. Okay, I'm going to call back from a different spoof number. Oh, Hollywood, are you in the... You're in the chat, right?
Yeah.
Just to let you know, when I'm calling out, this is the local number that, so if you need to leave a message for callback for an interview or something like that, that's the number. It comes back, it's a safe number to give out, okay? And it'll come back here. It's okay to leave messages with that number. Makes it look legit. We're having a good old time here applying for jobs. This is a great idea. Hollywood, let's just do a show where we just apply for jobs. Because this is, people need this kind of thing, you know, right now. The way,
what
you know,
your,
there's...
What does your number say?
Yeah. What does what? My phone number say? Oh, it says you've reached the office of Jack Masterson, Ralph Littlejohn, Jack Valente, and Joe America. I think that's what it says. It doesn't say Joe America, but it says you've reached the office of a few of the characters that I use. And then it says we're closed right now. Leave a message for the on-call staff. You can also call the next business day at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it sounds legit, and people will see. You know, people will see.
Is it Athena doing that?
No, it's me. I did it.
It's you.
Well, it's if I'm leaving a weird message, you know, they're like, "That's the guy. Yeah, that's the right number. That's the guy. This is his office. It's like you said. It's that Jack Masterson guy. It must be his brother. Sounds just like him, but skinny. So okay, let's move on. Let's do another call. Who do we say we're gonna do? We're gonna call them back, right? The Okay, that was which one was that? Store manager? Oh shit.
No, that was the beer and the...
The beer. Fun and beer. What was that about? She's like, yeah. Like, she didn't want to mention it. It sounds like they get people to come down to apply Hollywood, and then they tie them up. And you ever see that movie, Hostel?
Maybe I ought to ask and see if my son... They've seen my son. He came there yesterday, and he hadn't been back home yet.
Yeah. You ever see that movie, Bordello of Blood, with Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
Can you imagine it's something like that where you go and you think it's a job interview and then all of a sudden you become they bite you and you become a vampire? Maybe that's where they just put fun. What did I say? I can't find it now. God, I'm so fucking retarded. Hang on. It's amazing I have a job as it is. I'm such a simian monkey. Here we go. Fun, beer, loud music with $1,000 sign-on bonus. All right, cool. Let's do that then. So I'm gonna change the phone number this time so they think it's someone else, okay? But hey, here's the thing. That's the sting. I'll tell you what, Hollywood, you call in as Summer Big Johnson, okay? We're going to call her back, and you're going to sound legitimate, okay? And when she tells you to come in for an interview, I'm going to break in and say, I thought you said the positions were all filled up. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, so you're going to be Summer Big Johnson, or just talk as yourself. Talk like yourself and just be legit, okay? Can you do that? That's all you got to do for this one. You can play a straight man, okay? And then I'm going to jump in. All right, cool. Hollywood, this is going to be amazing. We're going to catch them in a lie. And, folks, this is illegal. This is right, Hollywood? Is it not true? You know what I'm talking about. You're not allowed to do that. You can't lie and say that you don't have a position. After
now you're with Dateline NBC.
Yeah, I'm going to be Jack Masterson with Dateline NBC. Here we go, everybody. This is going to work. I know. What are the bets around there, folks? What do you think? Do you think Hollywood is going to call in as a straight-laced person? Do you think he'll get an offer? You let me know. If you're out there in the chat room right now listening or watching to our show, hit a number 1 if you think Hollywood's going to get the interview offer. Hit a number 2 if you think it's legit. They really did fill out the positions in 30 minutes, 50 minutes apparently. Mm-hmm. Everyone's voting 1 in a syndicate, so there you go. I mean, those guys right there, they know. We got 4 ones. Mental retard votes 3. You know, so, yeah. What is number 3? I don't know. Neither. They're not going to pick up. That's probably what's going to happen.
Because he's a mental retard.
That's right.
Jason, positive. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Vanya Draka, and I was wondering, do I need to come in and make a, or put my application in, or when you're accepting
no.
application?
No, oh, can you just hold for me 1 second? I'll give you the details.
Oh, sure, thank you.
Hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Are you
okay,
doing interviews? Or do I need to bring the application in, or?
No, we're hosting interviews tomorrow from 1 to 5.
From 1 to 5 tomorrow?
Where are you located?
I'm here in town, but
okay,
I just didn't know. I mean, I've got your address here.
Can you hold
for
me 1 second?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Southeast Association, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Jack Masterson with Dateline NBC. You're speaking to one of my interns on the other line who you explained to us that you had filled all positions because of the man's handicap, and all of a sudden you're still offering positions. Do you have a comment that you can make?
No, the problem here is that my manager just stepped in the office. She was hosting interviews from 1 to 3 today.
Can you put us through with your media relations department, please?
Give me 1 second.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, am I speaking with media relations?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. My name is Jack. Yes, this is Jack Masterson, and we were just a little concerned here. I don't know if you folks were familiar with the equal employment, but we had a gentleman call in earlier who reported that he is handicapped and would require handicapped access, and he was told that you had filled all positions and there were no positions available for interview tomorrow. Yet now you're offering my intern here, who called as well, a position for an interview tomorrow. What, do you have any a statement about whether or not do you follow equal employment opportunity guidelines at this organization?
Of course we do. Of course we do.
I see. Is there a reason why you reported to someone else that there were no interview opportunities available when indeed there are still? Or is there a lack of communication?
More
here?
Than likely because I'm the one that does the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And because it came up and I turned around and said that I told one of the girls to hold off on all interviews because we've had so many phone calls. And told them to tell them that we would accept applications right now, and that I'd call back and schedule people for interviews.
When Jack Masterson
be scheduling everybody just for
hey, excuse me, ma'am. I want to let you know that in the court of public opinion, you have made a very gross mistake to a handicapped man because he was just looking for a job, and all of a sudden it became a burden. He was put on hold as soon as he explained that he was going to come. And
how would we know if he was...
He said that. He said that the woman, he gave that information to the woman who was taking the information, who was offering him a job, an interview for tomorrow, and said from 1 to 5 tomorrow, 1 to 4, I believe. And then all of a sudden, after he said he was handicapped, he was put on hold, and for a while she came back, and she said that the position was full. That the positions were full, and then
then
I had my intern call in, and he's being told that he can come in for an interview. So apparently you aren't alive.
Today or tomorrow?
We're
not holding any interviews tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We do door-to-door Kirby sales.
Well, that's not what was said before. You, ma'am, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
I find
and
you guilty.
We also have this on tape.
And I find you
we'll
guilty.
Be submitting it
okay,
to,
not guilty. I'm sorry.
I find you guilty. Do you have we have a report here that you don't have handicapped ramps
we
installed.
We have not discriminated against anybody. We have handicapped people that work for us. We would never turn around and discriminate anybody.
What kind of what
we are not guilty and we have not discriminated against anybody.
What kind
Thank
of
you,
what kind of
day.
Handicap do they have? Uh-huh, exactly. They don't have any bad handicaps. What, they got carpal tunnel syndrome? I know those people. That was fun, everybody. All right, let's clear the line. Wow, she's just like, we have never discriminated.
Carpal tunnel syndrome is not fun.
It is not, but it's all mental, if you ask Howard Sterns, who is on vacation, playing mm-hmm. best of the year right now, aren't they? Best of 90,
yeah,
2008. No, dude, it's Thanksgiving week. They did the same thing when they were on Terrestrial still. Deal with it, all right, people? He's on vacation. I'm really pissed off that Bubba's going to be leaving.
I know.
I'm pissed off that Bubba the Love Sponge didn't get the love he deserved and is going to be is leaving Sirius. That sucks. That was a great, great fucking show.
Hey, do you remember when they were doing all the submissions for the new show?
Yeah, I submitted a crappy submission. I don't even think they got it, to be honest with you. I heard part of Ham Hands. That's all I heard. I heard Zolar's submission. I helped them out with it. and I heard part of Ham Hams. Blitz Case says Bubba will announce him. Yeah, he's going to be in Orlando on January 5th.
I didn't have Zeller submission. I didn't hear that.
He played it. I had it here. I think I played it too for him. He asked me to listen to it.
Send it to me if you can.
Sure. Yeah, well, no problem. Bubba announced today he'll be in Orlando starting January 5th. I've heard about that. I'm kind of excited about that. But it's going to be the terrestrial version, which isn't as fun. I've enjoyed listening to the serious stuff here on my way home from work every day. I get out at 5. I get to listen to an hour of him. And I listen to him a little bit on my last break. I take a 3:15. I listen to 15 minutes of Bubba. Then listen to about an hour on my way home from work or to school. So, yeah. 15 cents a share now, apparently.
That's crazy to build up a fan base like that. And
big shout-out right now also to the Dead. He's in on the chat.
Yay, the Dead. Good to hear from the Dead. We are...
I got to get going, too, man.
All right, well, you get going, man. Thanks for being here with us.
Call.
Oh, boy, okay. Well, okay, man, thanks for calling, man.
Call in
the Dead.
Get back to work. Bye, the Dead. No, I mean, Hollywood. All right, that's done. Hollywood Vanya's checking out. That was fun. We had fun with him calling for jobs. What else do we have here to call? Do you want to call some businesses? We can do that. It's always possible. I gotta take a whiz like a motherfucker. No, that's all I know. I gotta pee. The Dead says he got 3 out of 15 wrong on his quiz today.
The Dead called in and stretch your legs and make a sandwich.
I don't have sandwich supplies. Let's see here. The Dead says he got a 3 out of 15 on his quiz. What is that? What grade is a 3 out of 15? Do you know off the top of your head what percentage that is?
I don't know. I have no idea what
I have no idea either. That's what they call calculators for. They call them calculators because they calculate.
80, he says.
80? That's not an 80. 3 out of 15 is not an 80. It's like a 20. What's 3 out of 15? What the hell is it? Hang on, let me go to my cell phone battery died, so I don't know there. And I'm using Vista, and I can't find, let's see, calculator.
Well, that's what it says in the chat room, so that's all I know.
Here we go, calculator. You know, I have Google. All you got to do is type it into Google. 3/15=20. 20%. All right, the Dead got a 20% on his quiz today. All right, guys, seriously, I'm going to have to play a prank call because I'm doing the pee-pee dance over here. You know the pee-pee dance? I'm doing it right now. I'll be right back.
Pretty bad.
The rose water gets it out when you mix it into the tea, but you got to mix it with your finger. Do you guys have the little rose water little shit that you put in it? You know, you know what I'm talking about?
No, we don't have rose water, but we do have tea that has, like, dried rose petals in it.
Mm.
And we have another tea that's really good for clearing your sinuses. It has eucalyptus and chamomile and spearmint all mixed together.
The chamomile stuff? I put you to sleep.
I don't know.
I drank some chamomile once. I was driving it. Drinking iced chamomile tea. Wow, I'll tell you what, great experience. I ended up, you know, I felt like, I was like, you know, I actually turned on the cruise control in the car. Never used it before. Have you ever used cruise? I mean, what's the point in the cruise control, right? Why? So you don't have to use your feet, right? So I put in the cruise control, and I ordered the car to get to the house. And as sure as hell, I made it to the house. Look, I don't know how I did, but I made it. And that chamomile tea is just something in that stuff that just does not sit well with me. I don't know if it was an adverse reaction, and then... You know, I would really appreciate if so how many times do you get requests for like iced teas?
Practically every day. I mean, I don't work every single day, but every day that I work, I've gotten it.
Has anybody ever asked for an iced Earl Grey tea?
Yeah.
Do people ice an Earl Grey tea?
Yeah, they do. They ice everything. Really.
How about for a large one of those? How much did that set me back there?
It $2.42.
I'm gonna be honest with you about something, okay?
Okay.
I'm kind of just calling you to fill you out a little bit. I came in earlier, and I think I saw you. I think you were the girl that was there that I saw. And
did she have red hair?
What I did was I went out, and I bought some diamond stud earrings because I thought you would look really sexy and like diamond earrings, you know? You know the ones where there's just a little piece of diamond in it?
No, I have no idea.
So, if I were, I mean, before I waste my time in going there, because I'll just go return it to Zales. Would you accept the earrings from me? Well, I guess not.
I actually don't have pierced ears.
Is it against your Egyptian religion?
No, I just don't have them. They were done when I was little, and I never wore earrings, so they closed.
Well, it comes with fur piercing, though.
Are you sure you have the right girl? I just got here.
Well, I don't know. Beggars can't be choosers. Any port in a storm, you know? You have a vagina?
Yes, indeed, I think I do.
That'll do. It doesn't have, like, the AIDS in it or anything, or, like...
No, not yet. I haven't upgraded.
Is it that, you know, that are you attracting bears? Are you, like, attracting bears?
No, I'm not. No, not attracting bears.
Who's making all that noise in the back? What's his name?
Yen.
Can you put Yen on the phone, please?
Yes.
Thanks.
I have no idea.
Yen speaking.
Yen.
Yes.
Why do you have to be so loud in the background when I'm talking to the chick about, you know, getting her the earrings? What's with all the noise back there?
I'm working, man. I'm sorry, but...
Well, turn wait. Hey, Yen, listen. You don't need to be making so much noise slamming the dishes down and the coffee cups and all that. What's that about?
I'm sorry, man, but that's just the way I have to work. I'm feeding, getting this place to hurry up, get this place, trying to close early tonight, and I got to work tomorrow morning, I got to work tomorrow night. I've been very busy. I'm sorry, but I have to do all this stuff. It's required.
Listen, let me talk, sir. It's not my fault that you're, you know, running behind because you've been staying up all night playing Nintendo. It's not my fault. Now you're in a rush, and now you slamming things doesn't make it go faster, sir. Okay?
Yes, it does, actually.
No, it doesn't. You're
so
just going
to... have to sit there and waste the 10 seconds, you know, the 10 seconds added on to together the last hour, not slamming stuff down, trying to be careful with dishes and other supplies. I'm sorry, but that's not how I work.
There's not any...
slamming dishes, meaning that I'm working hard, very, very hard to earn my money, to pay rent, to afford things that, you know...
Yeah. You're going to waste your money on Nintendo games, right? That's what you're going to do. And renting games and renting movies. Yes, it is. And going to the movie theater when you know you're supposed to save your money. Uh-huh. And going out to eat and everything.
I like going out. You know, I work hard. I like to do things like that. I like to enjoy myself. I like to treat people well. And that's just me. And in order to get that far in life, I have to work hard at it. I mean,
that doesn't mean, but you don't need to throw the plates. What is that noise? That scares people. It makes people tense and nervous when you do that. Don't do it anymore. Stop it! Stop now! Stop it!
I'm sorry, but I just there's nobody around me. It's not knowing anybody. This is good right here. Are you annoyed? She's not annoyed.
I'm gonna write you up.
Okay, please do that.
What's your last name, Yen? What are you, like Vietnamese or something, or Chinese?
Yes,
of course. Yeah, very careless of you. What's your social security number?
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to give that out to...
How am I
going to
identify? How am I going to identify you when I have to make the complaint with unemployment, with the labor department? What's your... Give me your credentials, sir. I need your ID. I need your numbers, your papers. Come on.
Okay, I will give you this. My license ID number is...
That's a little short. It's supposed to have more numbers than that, sir.
No, that's it.
What's your date of birth?
I'm 2 years old, and I just turned... And
when did you graduate from high school?
I graduated Elkhorn High School in 2005.
All right, I guess you check out for now. I'm going to tell you something, kid. I'm going to come in there, and if I hear that noise again, the loud throwing things, I'm going to write you up. I'm going to write you a very dirty letter, and you're going to be sorry when you get a bad failing grade from your owner there, the person who runs the business. I play golf with that man. I'm a close personal friend. I'm going to tell him that you're trying to break the things there because you're running late, because you're wanting to leave early, because you're tired and you're frustrated. Oh, I got to do this. That's life. That's life, sir.
Yes, I understand that, but I don't do that in front of customers. I'm not really doing anything wrong, to be honest.
We're on the phone now. I'm a customer, and you're making these loud noises, and it's making me nervous, and you made the lady nervous, and I'm trying to... You know, make an important conversation about a problem. No. I'm up in this
Your
one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice assistant.
God damn it. All right. We'll try a different one here. Let's see. Who's next? Who do we got here? Let's go to Lonesome Loser Machine. Excuse me. Play some music. There we go. But I'm rested. I'm good. Got myself. Let me tell you something. They got this new Diet Pomegranate 7-Up. Diet 7-Up. Diet Pomegranate 7-Up. It's good stuff. Yellow.
Call from your mama. Press 1 to accept. 2 to accept the voicemail.
Hey, Mom.
You made me cry, and now I'm gonna fucking cut myself.
Oh, God, that's nasty. Don't cut yourself, man. You're not a cutter, are you? You don't do that stuff.
No, I cut my penis.
Oh, hey, man, I bought my first soldering iron at Radio Shack today.
And did you solder your penis with it?
No, can you touch it when you turn it on? Is it hot? Is it burn? Is that how it works?
It burns. It goes up to like 200 Fahrenheit and shit.
Does it really? Gets up. Hang on, let me get it out of here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see. It is a 15-watt grounded soldering iron. So what I do, I plug it in and I burn stuff with it?
Yeah, you could plug it in. You know, you buy that solder wire crap.
Yeah.
You know, that's like 50. That's like 40% lead and 60% something else.
Something, yeah, like 40-60 or whatever.
You solder circuits with it and shit.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what it's for. That's what I'll be doing tonight, I think. That's going to be my little project for the night. I'm looking forward to that. Have you soldered a lot today?
I only soldered a couple times. But I want to ask you something. Are you going to solder your penis to a circuit board?
Just...
Become like a cyborg?
Yeah.
Or
the gland's penis. I'm going to solder some LEDs to it and make it go on.
Penis.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Is that what's your favorite part of the penis? The gland's penis or the shaft?
I'm not gay, so I'm...
Well, you're a penis. You like yours, right? What's your favorite part of your penis?
I like mine, yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite part?
About 7 inches tall, so, you know.
Well, what's your favorite part of it? The glands part, or the shaft, or the base, or what do you like the most?
The head.
The glands. That's what it's called, the glands penis. All right, good. Well, that's cool. Good to know. The dad's into his glands penis. He's a pervert.
When I'm doing heroin and shit, I shove that needle in my pee-pee hole and I shoot up heroin like that.
Well, that way you don't leave any tracks and no one can find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good work, Dedji. That's a smart thing if you're going to do that. You know, put in
so
your...
So are you anticipating the S.H.I.E.L.D. series finale tomorrow?
I'm anticipating it's going to be good. I'm going to record it. I'm probably going to leave my class early tomorrow night. And where is it going to lead? Who knows?
Huh? All the people that seen early screeners of it and wrote reviews and shit, they're saying that it's pretty fucking good. It's going to probably surpass the Soprano season finale.
Awesome. That's what I'm hoping for. But I really hope that it ends up being with Vic being alive and hanging out in Mexico, you know, or something, being set up nice for the rest of his life, or a good job with the feds. Something like that would be good, you know? You hate to say it. And I hope that Ronnie doesn't get, you know, arrested in the process.
Yeah, but
you know.
the actor that plays Vic, you know, Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, Michael Chiklis.
Chiklis. Says that Vic ain't gonna die or he ain't gonna go to jail.
Okay.
And CCH Pounder in an interview said that he's gonna get what he deserves.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I read. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows what he's gonna get?
Yeah, because CCH Pounder, if she means what Claudette would think, Claudette wants her dead. Well, Claudette wants him dead, wants to kill Vic.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, the other way around, you know, maybe CCH Pounder, as an actress, maybe thinks, you know, he should be able to get away with it or whatever. Who knows, man? I really think he's. I know that Shane and Ma are going to end up being dead. That's what I know for a fact. I really can't see how that's not going to happen.
Most of the people are going to die. Most of them.
Right.
You know, maybe Dutch is going to die. Mm-hmm. Maybe Julian going to. You know, he's going to find his inner homo. You know, he was homo, then he became straight. So probably his homophobic feelings are going to suppress him again.
Right.
And he's going to end up being gay again.
Maybe. Maybe he's going to come out and he'll get outed out of the closet. Remember when that happened to KDK? That was really funny.
Yeah.
When everyone found out that he was really a gay instead of a bisexual.
Nobody knows who KDK is anymore.
Who?
You
know? Yeah, he gave up. He doesn't even do shows anymore, in fact. I don't know. Tuck, what? Tuck's our correspondent from KDK-dom. When was his last live show?
Idea.
You have no idea? Has it been over a month at this point?
I don't know. Lonesome Lucia told me that he stopped sending him numbers.
Wow.
More. So, you know, I think KDK's, you know, gone. He probably met someone. You know, he's settling down with his boyfriend. And he's probably not even fucking doing shows anymore.
Okay, well that's where that is. Who cares? You want to stay on? I'm gonna do some prank calls. You want to stay on the line while we do that, man?
You know what? I wanna call someone that's hiring, and I wanna sound desperate enough, and I would have said I would give you guys, like, you know, fuck sessions.
Fuck,
you know,
sessions?
You guys pay me. Yeah, fuck sessions.
Well, who are we going to call offer fuck sessions
with? Break room and shit?
Who do you want to talk to? Do you want to call for it? Do you want to apply for a job?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I've got, I don't want to do security guards. Let's see what else we got here. Educator 3. What's that? The hell's Educator 3? I'm Educator 3. You want to do construction or something? Let me look. I'm looking here.
Construction?
I don't know. Technical writers they got here.
Gays,
here we go. Alarm company seeks experienced sales reps and telemarketers for an alarm company. Great pay, commission, bonus, and it says call Mr. Dean for an interview. You ready?
Mr. Dean.
Yes, sir. For an alarm company. It's installing, selling and telemarketing alarms, okay?
Okay.
Tell them you have experience selling alarm systems, okay? Like with the big companies. I don't know who's the big alarm company. ADT, is that the big one?
I think it's ADT or some other company.
Okay. Well, tell them you work with ADT or something. All right. Let's see if he picks. If he even picks up, it's almost 2:30 here. So let's find out. We started the show too late today, but we're still having fun. God damn it! Just a moment. Don't go anywhere today.
What's the name of the company?
I don't know. Mr. Dean.
Sure, I can help you.
Hey, Mr. Dean. I've been working for ATD for a number of years as a sales rep, right? And I think I'm going to leave the company. And I want to work for you now. So, is it a good time? Hello?
Say that again.
I've been working for ADD for a number of years and, like, you know, selling alarm systems and stuff. And I think I'm going to leave the company.
All right, hold on one second. You need to speak to this other person. Tell him.
All right, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I talking to the same person?
No, this is Mr. Dean.
You're disguising your voice.
No. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I've been working for ADT for a number of years, selling their alarm systems, and I'm taking it. Yeah, and I got, like, kind of fired for trying something new, And
what was the reason?
Well, I told someone that the Bates, you know, because some child molester moved in to the moved on in on the same block as as a old woman, and I was trying to sell her a alarm system, and I said, well, this alarm system will keep the
I'll give you the address, and you come down and fill out an application. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, 23.
Okay.
2342.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the lady, the kid, the grand, you know, the lady has a grand.
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just come in for an interview, all right?
You know, the child molester could come in and rape him, you know.
Just come in for an interview. 2342 West Palm Beach.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right. I'll see you then. Bye.
What did you drag it out for today?
Desperate.
Why don't you drag it out? Like, that was nice. That was funny, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He got this whole story. They're like, okay. I think they just want to see you today. They love the story. They're like, oh, just have this guy come in. Who got fired for trying to sell the alarm system because a child molester moved in. That's a good idea, though. Like, hey, did you know how many child molesters live in your neighborhood? Did you know you have a child molester five doors down? You could.
I'm going to have to look up and see where my child molested her. So, but there's one living like a block away from my grandmother, so, you know.
Oh, really?
Like,
Is he into molesting old ladies?
No.
Okay.
But there's a kid, my next door neighbor just had a baby, so, you know.
Okay. All right, well, that's something. Let's see what else we got here. We got a fax number there. If anybody has anybody that you want us to prank, call. I know, what's his face wants us to prank, but I tried to call two of them, Nunu, and they didn't pick up. I called the fatty, and I called the feminist, and they didn't pick up. And I'm just afraid to call Cersei, man, because those guys are on to us, you know? They've got us by the balls. They threaten to sue the dead.
You don't kill a dead horse, man.
Why don't
man,
you
shit.
Prank Emmy's mom?
Yeah, Emmy's mom. I never heard her. I haven't heard her show in a long, in about a year. But now that I've got Mondays off, I'm probably going to be listening to her music. Her music extravaganza. Here's a job for bartenders today. You want to call in together and try to get a job for bartending?
Okay. Yeah.
We could tell them that we suck each other off behind the bar for tips. We could say it's something gay like that, you know. The Florida Bartenders Association agencies is needing now bartenders, no experience necessary. Okay, good. Let's do that. let me get that out of the way here. Bartenders needed, okay? You ready for that, Dad? I'm ready. Oh, my God, am I ready. I feel it in my soul. We're right back
I
in a moment, folks.
In my car.
Yeah.
Florida Bartenders.
Yes, hello. I'm calling here with my associate where we're interested in bartending. We find
that you're associate.
I'm an associate. Am I 60? No, I'm not 60.
I said with your associate.
Yeah, well, he's behind me in line. He's going to be applying in a little bit as well. So we thought we'd save the quarter and maybe make it on the same phone call. But I wanted what information.
Do you still use quarters?
No, but we get charged.
Payphone still use quarters.
We get charged 25 cents a minute on the prepaid card.
Oh, all right. Well, let me ask
I'm
you
sorry,
question.
I mean... Jeez. Okay, this is Ralph Littlejohn.
Huh?
Ralph Littlejohn.
Ralph? Okay. Ralph, do you have any experience?
I have some experience. I did some volunteer work for the VFW, and then I would do some bartending there a little bit that I had learned from my friends behind the counter. But it was just for small events, you know, for Memorial Day and Valentine's Day dances that they had and stuff like that. And I only got...
Would you consider yourself inexperienced?
I will be a novice bartending person. I have novice experience.
Unfortunately, I only had a few of those positions, and I have filled them, so I apologize.
Okay,
but
now.
You have a great day.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, sir. Lex has 3 years' experience.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
I'm going to call that asshole back. He was a jerk person, wasn't he? He was a fucking jerk.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, all right, did that. I'm going to try to call him back and set him straight.
Florida bartenders.
Yeah, who's the jerk over there who hung up the phone on me and said a bad word under his breath when I was just applying for a job?
First of all, I was sitting right here when he said it, and he didn't say a bad word, sir.
When he hung up...
Unfortunately, he said he had filled all the positions.
God, racist.
Positions. Sir, he doesn't need to take that. Excuse me, sir, what was your name again?
Hang on. He's a handicapped man who's making an appointment, and the minute he mentioned he's handicapped, they said that all the, positions
call,
are...
press 1.
Well, let me
call him back.
I'm going back. I am. Shit. I don't think they're picking up.
Hello, you've reached the Florida Bartenders Association.
Damn it.
We cannot take your call.
That's fine. We got another one here. This is ABC Bar Association Agency. No experience needed. Now, Deb, we're going to learn a lesson here. We're going to say we're experienced from now on, okay? We got, we've got 4 years' experience on Disney property. You got it? Because I'm in Orlando, and this is where we're calling, so. We got.
But you know what? I want you to call a bar. And you know what I want to say?
What?
I want to say the bartender put me into the bedroom and raped me, and my anal cavity hurts now.
Okay, well, that's always that's the reason why you lost a job, we'll say, all right? Don't go anywhere. Let's call the ABC Bar Association Agency. Don't go anywhere, sir.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. How are you doing? I'd like to make an appointment machine for a application and a instrumental vision of the in interview.
And your name is?
This is Ralph Littlejohn, and I have 4 years' experience, and I'll be an asset to your organization.
What you're going to have to do is...
Fill out an application. I got my pen right here in my hand. I got my pen. Where do I come?
Excuse me.
Why do you keep interrupting me?
Because you keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Please don't write down bad thing on my application because I did that.
What you need to do is get together a resume.
Yeah.
And fax it down to our corporate office.
What's the fax
we'll
machine?
Take a look at it and see if there's see that we might be able to help you.
Okay.
But this is an agency. I will let you know that if we decide that we can help you,
mm-hmm.
there is a charge of $295.
Well, maybe we can negotiate. We can negotiate. I can negotiate. I'm an airline pilot. I can pay that machine. What's the fax number, damn it?
It's 888-872.
Okay, and do I hit pound after that?
No, just fax it down to the corporate office.
Okay, you ready for the fax?
I get it.
Are you ready for it?
Pardon me?
Are you ready for the fax?
No, corporate office is important.
Well, I just dialed the number now, so I'm ready to hit send.
Well, fax it down there.
Did you get it?
It goes to Fort Lauderdale. Why would I get it?
I just faxed it. Do I need to fax it again to Fort Lauderdale?
That's where you just faxed it to, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, let me redial it. Okay, and then send. All right, did it go through?
Sir, I don't know. I'm not in Fort Lauderdale.
Can you put me on hold and talk to the Fort Lauderdale fax department?
Fax it down there when they get
I'll give
it,
you a
you know.
Look, woman, I will give you the check when I come in. It's not about the money. Oh my god. She hung up a little upset there.
It sounded like Hollywood Vanya doing a voice, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of, right? It sounded like that. You got a Hollywood Vanya voice.
To place a call, press 1.
Did that
to
be there?
To your recorded call.
We lost the dead in the process, and this is going to be the ring back.
Press 0.
And we'll shut that off for now. Yeah. For God's sake, it's going to ring again. Phone does this sometimes. There we go. Cleared out finally. Good deal. Okay, so should we do some more pranks? What time is it? It's 2:50. Is Enema Rose coming on next in Syndicate? We'll have to leave Syndicate, Tuck, if that's the case. I don't know. Let me know if Enema Rose shows up. The Enema Rose show. If not, I'll do another hour. Blitz says she will be late. Okay, so can we go until 4 Eastern? Would that be okay with you guys? Is that going to work for your damn schedule and your people here? Let me know. Who's in there anyway? I saw Dina was in earlier on his lunch break. Blitz K, Bat Trancer, or is it B-A Trancer? Tracer, Bat Tracer. Batracer. Chuckle Fett, good guy, Buck Foy, Dirty Twig, and Drew Down 67, all in the chat room there. You've got 73 people watching our show. It's the tracers that he shoots off from. Batman has anti-aircraft guns because the Joker has that big airship. So he has these tracers, and they're called bat tracers, and they go up, they go like that, and they shoot down, and it hit the Joker machine, and it crashed into the Lincoln Tunnel, and it blew up, man, and they killed a bunch of homeless squeegee men that were there. I remember that was a great episode. Yeah, man. Did Batman ever have? Was there ever a bat sub? Was there ever anything? Was there ever a bat sub that you knew of?
Of course, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. He had a bat boat, and it turned into a bat sub.
That is cool. Could it turn into the bat rocket? Did he ever have the bat rocket?
Of course.
The bat moon capsule?
Yes.
Did Batman ever go to the moon?
The bat sub goes up and becomes the bat rocket.
Wow. Ellie, I'm looking at you.
I'm sure he did a lot.
Ellie's not paying attention. Ellie, I'm paying attention to you there, Sassafras. Take it easy. Carlos is looking at another chat room. I'm looking at your chat room, Ellie. This is the Ellie chat room today. Yeah. The dead checked out, though, apparently, altogether. All right, let me get another sip of my 7-Up.
Passed out, apparently.
The bat sub has many chicken spaces. Good point, Blitzkid. That's good. It's good to have chicken spaces up. All right, where are we at here? Let's see. Who are we calling now? Should we call businesses now? Are we done with the job postings? I think we've done that to death. That was kind of fun. Excuse me. LOL, yeah. You don't look how you sound. Incredible says, I don't look like how I sound. I look different. Okay.
Incredible.
Cool. How do I look? Do I look gay? Is that what you're trying to say, bitch? That's not nice to say. Be respectful. All right, what kind of business can we call here, Mr. Tuck? What are you thinking about? Any type of cuisine or anything? What would you think would work out? Let's think here. I'm thinking. Little Red Maker says, call Kmart. I don't know if I have Kmart. Let's look for Mart. The store formerly known as Gaymart. We have a call there already made. Samuel Smart. Mart Norma's Burgers and Breakfast on Martin Way. Burger Man. No Mart. That's weird. Maybe in our old archives. Looking for Mart here. We got the Sarati Farson Mart in California. An Indian guy answered there in April. What else we got? Tazmart. That's in Louisiana. We got Maxwell Smart Solutions in California. Let's go back down again. You do alternate D for down. And I'm going to call the Sarati Farson Mart. Let's see if they pick up there. That's an old one. This was confirmed back in looks like it was back in April, so who knows if they're still open. And I just lost it. Son of a bitch. Where'd it go?
What is that?
I don't know. Sarati Farson Mart, an Indian guy. It sounds like it's, I don't know. It sounds like it's a Persian kind of store. You know, Persian food, maybe? Kebabs and kebab stuff, you know? Stuff like that. Let's try that, then.
Take a risk, man.
Yeah, well. Let's take it. Let's take the plunge, guys. I'm going to have to buy a new phone card here soon, too. No number there. But seriously, though, we talked about a remake that should be made. Talk, I believe, about Short Circuit, right? Short Circuit remake should come out soon. I would like to see that. I would purchase stock in that if you could purchase stock in it. It'd be cool to see a short circuit. Really? Why? Who was the guy that was in all those movies? Steve Guttenberg? Remember Steve Guttenberg? He wasn't in the second one, but he was in the first one. He was in that RoboCop. He was in Police Academy and all that stuff. Yeah.
Made my ears bleed.
No, whatever it does. Incredible says, forgot I had aim. Yeah, well, I do have aim. Incredible. Why Name Yourself Incredible? Are you a fan of the movie? Is that what it is? It's an interesting movie. Did you see that movie? You're a comic book artist. Tuck, did you like The Incredibles? Did you watch it at all?
The Incredibles? Yeah, that's okay. Pixar. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Pixar couldn't
do
no wrong.
Yeah, Pixar. Never go wrong. Okay. We're going to play a new prank call, you know, from the forums here. While I set up, I got to buy some minutes for the phone card here so we can do some more live pranks for the next hour. Yeah, we've got, let's see. We did the one with the clanging in the background. The one that was good, there was one where we called and the lady got pissed off. I remember, it wasn't Lebanese, it wasn't Me Dripping. She played that one, the Quran and women's menstrual cycles. Maybe that's it. There was one that we did and the lady got kind of upset at the end because we kept calling. Let's see, and his son coming in, the Quran says women can't be around a man when she's menstruating. Logical question, but the guy just hands up. Khalida calls back two times and talks to a woman that gets really pissed. Yeah, that's the one here. The Quran and women's menstrual cycles. That's the title of the prank call. That's the kind of goofy-ass, nutty stuff that we do on this show here. Known as Mad House Radio. Right. Where's my mosaic at? I'm looking for my mosaic effect. There we go. All right, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with another prank. Just a moment.
Good evening, I'm at a restaurant. May I help you?
Alright, is this the Egyptian place?
That is correct.
What's the deal with those kebabs you got there, man?
Excuse me?
What's that stuff you put in them kebabs? This stuff is good, man.
The kebabs?
Kebabs, yeah. You know those you got the meat sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are good. What kind of spices you put on them?
It's a secret recipes, man.
No, you can give it
really
to me.
I'm not really quite sure.
You can give it to me. It's all right, man. I'm going to tell nobody. It's not that secret. It's probably like a tradition. What do you guys use? Do you use spices? Nutmeg. I bet you got a lot of nutmeg.
There's spices that they're
You
used.
Put some nutmeg in it?
No, nutmeg they actually use make with the duck, the bafio form.
No, I don't like that shit. I'm talking about the meat kebab. You know, meat kebabs. That's what I'm talking. That's where it's at, brother.
Right
man.
On.
Yeah, so when you... Is it customary to have to take your shoes off when you come in there? Because my friend was telling me if I come in, I had to take my shoes off and all this stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to put my feet where those dirty people are and stuff.
No need to do that here.
Would you eat food off the floor? Where you at right now?
No, we don't eat food off the floor. We got tables.
Because you got nasty stuff there. Would you, like if I had said to you, I will give you 500 Madhouse dollars. And you were to actually sit on the floor and eat your meal off the floor, no plate. Like you had to put the what do you what's your favorite thing to eat there?
Favorite thing to eat here?
Yeah.
The cooked mishway is really good.
What's that like?
It's minced leg of lamb, brown leg of lamb.
Okay.
With some mint and garlic.
Do you got the Egyptian?
Some other spices.
Do you have white steak?
No white steak.
You know what white steak is?
Never heard of it.
I had it in Israel once. I figured you guys would carry it too. It's like this thinly cut pork. You slice it really thin on the backside, you know?
Nah, the Muslims don't eat pork, man.
Yeah, but you guys can make it though. It's, you know. You have a pork license? Sir?
Nah, there's no sort of pork in this house.
Well, is it something where I can't even bring pork or anything like that?
No pork whatsoever on the menu.
What if I bring it in, though? What if I bring bacon bits for my... Do you have salads there?
There are salads.
Can I put bacon bits on my salad if I come in with them?
It's not recommended to bring in outside food.
No, it's not outside. It's an outside condiment. I'm allowed to do that. It's a condiment, sir. It's bacon bits. When you go to a grocery store, where do you find bacon bits? In the condiment aisle, right?
I usually never look or try to start all the occasions.
Well, the last time I went to the grocery store, the bacon bits that I got were in the condiment aisle. That's not the food aisle. That's condiments. So, I think it's... am I going to get roughed up at the door if I try to bring in my own bacon bits or something like that?
Well, it's usually not recommended to bring food in from outside to the restaurant.
What if I... Can I bring my own limes in?
Sir, may I ask where this phone call is going?
It's asking. I'm going to make reservations, but I need to make sure that you people are up and up. I have special requirements for myself. As you know,
how many people in the party for you?
It's
going to
be
a large group.
Myself, my son, who is going to be graduating from Flight Academy, and my ex-wife.
And when are you looking to join us?
It's going to be later. It's going to be tomorrow, Friday. Now, what I want to make sure, here's another thing I was reading in this paper. Let me tell you something. This is called, it says here, Radical Islam Eating Purposes, I think something like that. Wait a minute. All right, it says here that menstruating women are not supposed to be near men. Would that be a problem if my wife was, my ex-wife in this case, was possibly menstruating? Would that be accepted?
You know what, man? I can't help you.
Well, it says here specifically that the menstruating women being hung up.
Hi, this is Mai.
Hi there, Mai. I would like to see if you were in. I got your name here as Mai. Have you ever played the game with the claw that comes down and takes the thing up, you know, the toys up, and comes in and drops it in the, you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You ever play the claw? You ever play the claw game? This is Ralph Littlejohn. Have you ever played the claw game?
The who game?
The claw game. It was like you go to the machine and it has this thing. It has, like, the little joystick, you know, and you go up, back, left, right, and you hit the button, and the thing goes down, and it grabs the toy or the little bear, and it puts it in, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The machine that has,
Hippo.
The machine has, like, the pee-pee that you hold on to, and you move it back and forth, and it gives you time. And you push
played Hungry Hippo.
No, not Hungry Hippo. Didn't you know you put a quarter in the big box that has glass all around it? It's a box, man. And you put the toys. What? No, the claw game. Come on.
No. Dutch.
What? Hello? Do you play the claw? Do you play the claw game? Have you ever played the claw game?
Monopoly.
No, it's okay. Let's think about Monopoly, right? Let's imagine you're gonna play Monopoly. You know how you put the money out at the beginning? The banker gives out the money. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you're supposed to get two of the orange $100 ones? 100 Monopoly, mm-hmm. Monopoly dollars? What if those...
Candyland.
No, we're talking about Monopoly. Why do you keep jumping around? What's your problem?
Well, I'm talking about Hungry Hippo.
I'm talking about the pee-pee claw game.
Candyland.
No, Pee Pee Claw. Come on. You're boring. God, you're so old. Are you black or something? I'm asking you a question. Are you a black? Oh, God. Reach, I don't want to talk to people. If I want to talk to people like that, you know, I'll go to fucking work on Monday, okay? What's wrong with you? I want to talk to brain dead assholes. Stupid woman. Give me someone with a little bit of pep. Come on. Let's go. She got arrested for shoplifting. Well, no kidding. Really? I was trying to go that angle. I was going to go that you steal the... What's that lady's problem? She's like, Candyland. No, Monopoly. So I go into the Monopoly thing, and she goes, like, Candyland. I don't know. Pure Evil says it's the crane game. I call it the claw machine. The claw game, right? Isn't that the claw game? What do you call it? Crane game or claw game? The claw box. It does have. It is phallic, though. Any men who play that want to play with a dick and think they're going to get something for it in return, because apparently, Pure Evil says his dad kicks ass on it. I kick ass at Walmart. The ones in Walmart are really easy to win at, because you can go down halfway and keep moving around. You know, it doesn't come back up until you go all the way to the end. So you can go down a little bit and move it, and go down and move it and hook something. And then go down and go all the way to the side and then drag it and pick it up. I kick ass at the Walmart one. Yeah. One day I went in with $5 and quarters, and I left with three Walmart bags full of toys that I won. I won every single time. I cleared out half that machine. I remember I did that. It was around Christmas time too. I'm really good. The Walmart ones are so easy to beat, you know, because the other ones, they pack them really tight, you know, so everything is really hard to get out of there. And you have to aim and you shoot and it goes down straight. The minute you hit the button, it goes straight down and straight back up. That's it. The Walmart one, you can go down a little bit and you can move it around still and get close and move down and go and you can get close. And if it's got like a little tag, you get the little hook in one of them, you know, and you go right, and then you hook it. And then when you get it hooked in there, you go all the way to the side and you drag it.
Walmart are just your particular
regular Walmart.
I've been to several Walmarts, Tuck, now only in the Central Florida area, but I've been to several of them, and they actually have advertised on them that they're, I forgot what it's called, better odds or something like that than the average, but you can clean out. But those things are cash cows for companies. Anybody that has a claw game, when you play like most people play, where it's packed tight and it's only one shot, one kill, you know, those right there, those are cash cows, because you're filling it with like, you know, 50-cent little bears, and you've got people who waste $5 trying to get one, literally, you know, if they even do. Most of the time people play one or two and they're like, oh, count my losses, you know, why do I still have the image out? Let me get my cam back up here, hang on, whoops. Not paying attention here. It's 3 p.m. 3.07 p.m. as a matter of fact. This clock up... Where is it up there? No, it's up, right there. That clock up here, right there, is about 3 minutes... it's about 5 minutes slow.
That one, but that one.
That one, right there. In that general area right there. Right there.
That one.
There we go. It's 3.08. Whatever that time says there, you have 5 minutes, and that's what time it is. So, 08 right there. That's an 08. Okay. So who else do we call here, Tuck? Now, we called, was that the Mart? Oh, no, we called a feminist or something. I don't know what we call it. Telemarketer woman for Nunu. Nunu, send another one if you'd like. In the meantime, give me a kind of food. We can do Chinese. We could do a Greek restaurant, maybe. What can we do here? What would be fun? Anybody out there in the chat room or an AOL? My screen name is Madhouse Radio. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, just send me a message on there. Let me know any type of restaurant you would like us to prank call, and I'll see if we have it here in our banks, confirmed from Lonesome Loser. He's not available now, but if he was, I'm sure he'd be sending in good numbers, but these are good enough. I'll see what we got here. John Thatcher, Joel Pollack. We got a TGI Fridays. Those are always loud. Even in the afternoon, they just blast music. I hate places like that. Chuck's Steakhouse and Pub. Let's see what else. St. Martin Rectory. Oh, that's a church. St. Columban's Rectory. Here's another church. Look at that, huh? Our Lady of Assumption Rectory in Carmichael. Let's call a Catholic church. What do you say? I say we should do that. Hang on, folks.
Will they open on a Monday afternoon?
I don't know. They got it. They're up. Dude, they're partying. Monday afternoons are like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They're doing all their work for Jesus. They're in the office. They're sitting there taking death certificates and birth certificates and baptismal certificates and... they're taking I don't know, food drives, and they're telemarketing food donations, you know, from the Persian Mart. You know, they call the Muslims like, hey, we're the Catholic League, and you know, we want to foster help between you and us, so we'll give you some rice. You know, they do backroom deals, man. These churches do it for real all day. They got a staff back there, just movers and shakers. I know a lot of Catholic churches, they're bought into the police department too. And they put out hits on people and stuff like that. They plant evidence and drugs at Catholic churches all the time. There's a book about it. It's called My Personal Cross. And My Personal Cross is a book. I forgot the author's name, but you look for My Personal Cross. There's a book out there. I'm sure it's on Amazon.com. I heard the audiobook version of it, and I have recommended it over there. It talks about the Catholic Church in the Northeast and how they buy out cops and judges, and they plant evidence to bring people down and everything. And it's all like this whole thing from the Vatican and Rome and everything. It goes way, way back. It's serious stuff. I highly recommend that. My Own Personal Cross is the name of the book. I'll give you a thumbs up. Plastic Man says, I'm giving away their secrets. That's right. I might end up being, you know, out. Excommunicated. I haven't had communion in so long, so who cares, dude? Catholic Church coming up next. Don't go anywhere, folks. Enjoy this prank call. Enjoy this music in the meantime.
Good afternoon, Our Lady of Assumption.
Hello, my child. How are you? And Christ's peace.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
This is Father McQuartes. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. May I speak with the pastor there, please, my child?
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting right now.
Oh, goodness me. Do you have any Saturday service that may perhaps I could partake in the ceremony? It would be great.
We would have to talk to Father. We have one at 5:30.
I'm in a wheelchair and I'm a Catholic priest.
You would need to talk to Father. If you give me your name and number,
Father Marcunas. Father Marcunas. I met him I met Father Marcunas. That's the conference with the Catholic Bishops of America. That was beautiful. Father Marcunas gave me the phone number here for this parish unit. And I, but what I need to make sure is you have installed a ramp for me. I am in. Is there a step up to the altar? Because I'm in a wheelchair, motorized.
Yes, Father, there is a step up.
It's a Vasco scooter. So can we fashion perhaps a little ramp for me to move my scooter up?
You know what, Father?
It goes,
I can't help you with that. You would need to talk to
I have
pal.
The beep. It goes like this. Beep, 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 beep. When it goes up.
Right. You would have to talk to our pastor.
I was in the middle of the mess, and I came up with the chalice. And I was holding the chalice up high. And it was coming up, and I'd used the horn, and I was like, beep, beep, beep. And then I took a left turn, and I spun out the big, and the chalice went flying all over the altar. Oh, my God. Do you know how you get that amount of wine out of cloth like that? I had to burn.
Call back later, please. I have another call.
I took a sledgehammer to the altar. I was so angry. Goodbye, my child. I apologize. Please, my apologies. I've been drinking. Please apologize to Pastor Marcunas for me.
To place a call, press 1.
Jesus Christ, I'm losing it over here. What the fuck? That was fucking retarded.
What the fuck?
Emmy Rose is here. Emmy, you want to go on? Emmy. Enemy. Don't be my enemy. Just be Emmy. You know what I'm saying, girl? I just want to talk to you, me and you, Emmy. I want to talk to you, Emmy, tonight. You know? If you want to go on tonight, it's fine. I understand.
Could Emmy just hook in a nun outfit tonight?
Don't worry, Emmy. Let me know if you want to talk. You know?
If you want to be serious, you and me, bro. Me and you can discuss if you want to go on or not. Just let me know.
On camera.
I'll break you off a little bit.
Just let me know. All right, just let me know. I had a feeling there for a second. Yeah, I can jump on if you're ready to get off. Dude, that's what she said. Dude, this girl and Emmy, you heard what she said to me, dude? You know, I still got it. Look at this. She said, I can jump on if you're ready to get off. That's what I'm talking about, Emmy. Yeah, girl. Get on camera real quick. I'm not going on until Emmy gets on cam. I want to make sure she's ready. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Damn, I didn't know that. It came out bad. Yeah, it came out bad, girl. So get on cam right now. Show me. Yeah, I want to know. I'm just playing with you, man. I'm not going to make you do dirty, nasty stuff. We don't get into that here. That's just a joke. And I want to thank everybody for listening on Syndicate. We're going to cut Syndicate off and stay on the rest of our networks here for another, maybe another half hour or so. So,
JJ says he has some sort of cam he wants to check out.
All right. But, you know, you're going
to
miss it. I'm going
to
give out what, I'm going to tell everybody what I'm really going to do to Emmy when we come back from this break. Just a moment. All right. Do they have to blow the leaves now? In the middle of my show, is that necessary?
Who?
The Mexican guy outside?
Is that you?
The Mexicans outside, they have to blow the leaves, right?
Well, tell them that you've got a show and could you please stop?
Yeah. There's something. Can we find a number for,
And you know Spanish?
Hey.
Understand you?
Hey, listen. Let's complain. While they're there, let's complain. To a landscaping company that they're making too much noise next to my house, just at random, you know. Let's see if they, you know, just make a rude complaint, you know, an awful, rude, nasty complaint. Let's listen to more of that prank call we're playing, the Quran and women's menstrual cycles, while I try to find a landscaping place here in Orlando that I can prank call. Just a moment.
But that's a valid question. Why can't, you know? It says in their Quran of theirs.
Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. Who's talking?
That wasn't who's talking now?
No, who was talking before? Who was rude to me? Hung up the phone.
I don't think he was rude to you. He was just trying to answer your questions. That was my waiter.
He made bad noises with the mouth, and he hung up the phone. He made something under his breath. He went like that, and it was a bad. I think he said a bad word to me.
No, I don't think he said any word. I was sitting right there listening to the whole conversation.
When he hung up the phone, he thought it was hung up, and he muttered something under his breath that was a bad word. Bad words came out of his mouth. That's not nice.
Okay, but sir, I was there, so I understand that you may have thought you heard something like that, but he didn't say anything.
It was too quiet for you to hear because you weren't paying attention like you should be.
Well, how do you know what I was doing? I was sitting right there.
Well, I know what I heard. I know what I heard, okay?
What,
I know.
What is it that you want? I don't know what you want. This is a restaurant, and we serve dinner, and
stupid.
The reservation is... Pardon me?
You're stupid. That's what it's a problem. All right. Whatever. Stupid. She is stupid. I'm going to call her back again and call her stupid.
Let me help you.
That's very wrong. Shame on you. You have done the worst thing that any person has ever done to any person on the phone in this place ever.
What is that?
You made a bad noise to me after I complained about the other man. You made a bad noise on the phone under your breath when you hung it up. I heard it when
I did.
You...
I just hung up. You called me stupid and I hung up. Sir, I have your telephone number. If you don't quit calling here, I will call the police.
It's not fair. It's not fair that you people
You're
are treating me like
me
this.
Right now.
You're supposed to accept
this is
me.
Harassment.
No.
No, I don't accept anything.
You're supposed to you're under obligation. I'm going to complain.
I'm not obligated
I'm going to complain to Mr.
Sir,
Valente.
I'm not obligated for anything.
I play golf with Jack Valente. You know who I am?
I don't care who you are.
I'm going to complain to Jack Valente, and you're going to be in the newspaper that you're bad, mean people there.
Complain
and you have bad
you
food.
Want, sir. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with you. I don't even know who you are.
Are you people so clean
Why don't you stop calling here, or I'm going to call the police?
Would you eat food on the floor?
Not your floor.
What about your floor?
I would certainly eat food off my floor, but I would be stupid to do that because I don't eat food off the floor.
No, you would because you're a dog. That's why. Go to hell. Hang up the phone. I command you to hang up the phone.
You don't command me anything, and by the way, I'm recording this conversation.
You play it back. Do I sound good? I don't give you permission to record this conversation. Destroy all copies immediately.
I didn't give you permission to call here.
I don't give you permission to record the call. You're in trouble. I got you, too. Double jeopardy.
Yeah, that's right. Double jeopardy, everybody. Get her there in a technicality, fuckers. I had talked myself out of that one, didn't I?
You thought I was going to get arrested.
I know, Carly. There's and everything in the background.
Yeah, man.
You Not fun. Me, bastards.
You funny, Carlito.
That's right. Yeah, he's safe. All right. That was me 4 days ago in the past. Communicating 4 days into the future, 4 days times 24 is 197. So 197 hours into the future, I was communicating Carlito I with myself right there. We're back. I had to go burn an incense because it smells like, right now here, it smells like a fart inside my office, and I had to open up the door and the window, and now it's really loud, but this is going to work for our prank call. I got the window open, so I'm doing prank calls here with the windows open, and I'm going to be talking really loud. I don't care. I'm badass like that, everybody. Don't fucking play with Carlito, man. If you don't believe me, look, I'll show you right now. I'll switch the cameras in a second here. And I'll show you how I am doing it with the windows open. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and find something to do. Let's go to good old Google Maps. .google.com. And a good place is going to be Los Angeles, L.A. I'm going to think here. Los Angeles, California. We're going to search for that city. I've heard of it. I'm sure it exists. Do I mean Los Angeles, California? Google's asking me. Yes. Yes, indeed I do, Google machine. And now we're going to be looking for, let's see, show search options, businesses, and we're going to put landscaping. Landscaping. All right, here we go. Los Angeles, Four Seasons Landscaping. On Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. Cool. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to give them a call here and see if they answer and prank call them. Just a moment, folks.
Hello?
SD Property Management, Jack Spian. Can I help you?
Hi, love. How are you doing, love?
Getting yourself?
I could be doing better right now. I'll tell you why. Your landscaping gentlemen are out here scaping the land, and they're being so loud outside my window that I cannot concentrate. Can you please call them off?
Are we doing your property?
Yes, you're doing the property here, and it's driving me absolutely nuts. It's too loud.
What is your property?
They're outside my window. Now, look, right now, you can't hear them because they went down there, but they got a big pile of leaves. And here he comes again. Listen. What? He's coming again. Hang on.
Hey!
They're being very loud out there. Can you please call them off? Can you call them on? I see he has a Nextel radio. Could you call him, please?
What is your property?
I believe his name is Jose or Hector. He looks like a Hector or Jose.
What is your property address?
It's 743 North Hudson.
North Hudson. And we do landscaping for you.
Absolutely. I see the big sign here. It says, call these people for seasons. And when there is a problem with the landscaping, and I'm telling you that they're being too loud, they're using loud machines that make a noise.
Well,
and they smell like gasoline, and the fumes are coming in. Can you please call them right now and tell them? What is the phone number for the Hispanic man down there? And I will tell him myself.
I don't know which one you're talking about. I'll have to give it.
What is your dispatch department?
I'm sorry?
Where is your dispatch department? I will speak with him at once.
Yes, that's why I'm taking a message.
No.
Your name and phone number?
I need to speak to them now. You will put them on the phone. I am a person who can interrupt meetings all the time. I will be...
I can interrupt the meeting.
There's
right
no...
Now.
You wait a minute now. You didn't say a meeting until now. What's going on here? I caught you in a lie. Is there really a meeting? Tell me the truth. Is there really a meeting? Are you making that up?
Yes. No.
What is the meeting about? What's the meeting about?
I don't know. I'm not involved in the meeting. Would you like to leave a message and I could have somebody call you back?
I need you to give them a message immediately to end the meeting.
What is your name?
My name is Jack Valente, and I want them to end the meeting immediately.
And your phone number?
No. I'm going to hold, you see.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's possible. Hold on one second.
Okay. All right, good. We're going to be interrupting the meeting here. Get down to the bottom of this. I hope they put me on conference call in the meeting. Would be the best thing to do.
Don't worry, we're still here. I'm just muting that noise in the background. I'm gonna play some music.
And they've stopped, which is good news. Hello? I think they just hung up on me. Maybe that was the company.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call...
The lady's just hanging out. We've been having fun here tonight. Today. Not tonight. Today.
Press 2. To add minutes to your...
I never wants to release that line. Jesus. All right, so what's going on? 331? I'm going to... Okay, paper's falling. I'm going to leave here in about 15 minutes. I'm going to be heading out to go to class. I got class at 7. I like to get there like 3-4 hours early. Get in my groove, do a little bit of homework, do a little bit of reading, you know. But we've had a great time here today. Tuck, haven't we? Tuck, are you still around? I forgot about you, sir.
Yes. Yeah. No, we're here. I'm in the studio working.
Now the Mexicans are talking loud. Shh, quiet. Listen. I wish I could put a mic out there. I've had a wireless mic. I'd go out there and interview them. Ah, I'd hit that fan. Fan's level 2.
I do in Spanish and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So what have we done today? We called for jobs, right? We had some fun with Hollywood. The Dead also called in for some jobs, and yeah. We called that my lady. She was weird. We complained to some business, didn't we? I don't know what we did. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna put this right on my iPod, motherfucker. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put this episode right on my iPod now, and. I'll send it to you and everybody else, you know what I mean, the inner crowd. Anyway, so let's wrap it up here, guys. Let's do one more prank call. What can we call here? Well, you got any ideas, talk of a business we could do here? One last one for the night? Or for the day?
Maybe, you know what, you got me. I'm blank.
Well, thank you for nothing, sir. Let's see what Nunu's sending in. Depot Diner.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Depot Diner. Oh, yeah, he has a webcam he wanted to look at, too.
Well, let's take a look at the webcam, too, huh? Let me find it here. Nunu's away right now.
Yeah.
This is kind of fun, Tuck. You want to try for an earlier start time next week?
Yeah. If you can get your shit together on time.
Yeah, exactly. No, the thing is, I went out and I bought a new webcam. That's why the quality's really good right now. If you're watching on video, I've got a good quality webcam. I'm going to start putting these pranks on YouTube now. And we had a lot of good pranks tonight, so that's going to be good. And the episodes themselves in full are going to replay on the Madhouse Mogulus stream, which is mogulus.com. That's MOGULUS, mogulus.com. / Madhouse Live. That's what it is. Let me put it up on the screen. Well, it's already up there.
X-Men Fought, Mogulus.
Yeah, if you're watching now, hit the player and be sure to pop it up big and get an account or whatever. Just bookmark it. This is going to be our shows. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to replay it right afterwards. And it'll probably replay throughout the day, along with last Thursday's show. Automatically done. And then by tonight, I'll have the new podcast episode up. And I'm going to have some new pranks up on video as well. I might do a video prank podcast also, I'm thinking. It'd be really cool. It'll just be me, you just be watching me chilling like this, like we've been all day in the background, laughing in the background or doing the call itself. And I'm thinking that I think the webcam quality is coming in really good and good enough now that it's actually doable. So we'll see. Maybe the lighting quality needs to change a little bit. I think that might be a problem here, but we'll see. We shall see. Okay, so let's take a look at the webcam here. This is the Depot Diner.
On YouTube really soon, and I can put that up, those up on my blog.
That's right. Yeah, I'll add them to YouTube, and I'm going to put them up on the MySpace page. Here's the thing. If you're listening right now, if you want to help us out, I'm going to set up like 3 or 4 jobs right now for any volunteers. We can't pay you. But what we're looking for is anybody out there wants to volunteer. We need a person to be our representative on MySpace, on Facebook, on Justin.tv, and on Mogulus. We're gonna have different jobs that we need handled here. Just basically, like our MySpace guy, all he's got to do is just keep promoting the show, uploading. You know, whenever we do a podcast update, they'll also do a blog update at the same time. Just copy paste it and make sure a lot of people are getting, you know, ad requests and comment and thanks for the ad. That's stuff that I can't do. It's too much for me to do. But if anybody out there who's good with MySpace and will like that, I'll set you up with a general password. You can go in there, you can volunteer your time whenever you get a chance and help us out with the MySpace page. That would be great. I'm gonna do the same. I would like to set us up with a Facebook page also. I'm really excited about that, a legitimate Facebook page. And I'm pretty good with the Twitter account actually. Yeah.
Facebook.
Good deal. So, hey, man, let me know. Email madhouseradio@gmail.com. Let me know. Or I'll take a look here at the chat in a little bit.
Email him. Don't tell me.
Yeah, don't tell Tuck. Yeah, or Tuck will just have to pass the message on, and then it'll get lost in the shuffle because Tuck is not responsible. So people are moving the camera around. I'm going to ask for my dad.
Well.
I'm going to call here the Depot Diner. Whoever's got control of the camera, if you could put it back on the guy at the counter, that's my dad. And we're going to see if we can get him to come pick up the phone. Wish me luck, because I don't know the guy's name. I just know that he's the old man, the old guy in blue. He looks like he's in blue, right? With the beard? He's in blue. It looks like he's getting ready to check out. I better hurry up and call. Hang on, folks.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Depot Diner?
Yes.
Hi, can I speak to my dad? He said he was going to be in there tonight. I can't make it, and my cell phone is not able to reach his.
What's in
he's over there right now. My mom said he saw him. Like, he was just there. She just left a second ago, and then his phone isn't answering.
What's his name?
He's at the counter.
No, that's not him.
It's Hugh. Can you tell Hugh to get on the phone, please?
There's nobody here at the depot.
He's in blue, and he's in a blue shirt. He's there right now. My mom just left there and said she saw him there.
This guy's name is Ernie.
That's him, Ernie, my dad, Ernie. You, Ernie. Put him on, please.
Hey, Ernie. You have
a son. Hello? Hello, Ernie.
Hi.
How you doing, sir? Did you pick up my hamburger machines?
Hamburger machines?
Yeah.
No.
Can you ask the guy for 2 hamburger machines with the cheese, please?
Can you tell him?
Yeah, so, some go cheese. So two cheeseburger, right?
Two hamburger machine burgers.
Oh, two ham.
Can you ask for that? Can you please specify the need of hamburger machine burgers?
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know.
Can you please bring home like some potato chips? Do that? Can you have it make me? Tell the man to give me a potato chips.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going then? Where are you going now? Are you coming home? Or are you going where to make? You're gonna make coffee.
Oh, I'll go home.
You're gonna come home.
Yeah.
Can you will you suck my prick a little bit when you get home? Is that okay?
Play your machine. We're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the Zay, right?
Right.
I'm Zay.
Hey, so you can come in and we'll use the machine together, you know?
Oh, okay.
But do you want the mouth or you want, which one, you know, what part?
One.
The mouth?
Yeah, mouth.
Okay, so you take the mouth, I'm going to take the ass, okay?
Okay.
Right. But don't tell anybody, all right? Because remember last time I almost got caught.
Oh.
All right. Do you want to do it? You want to?
I don't know. Pay your computer. You bored?
Yeah, I'm bored.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want me to go to your apartment so I can go play the games or eat out?
Yeah. We'll eat out. I'll eat you out. You want me to eat your ass out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Will you do it back or? I'll wash it. I'm going to wash it with peroxide.
Oh, wash peroxide. Oh.
Betadine, I'll put, you know, the black, the brown stuff, the Betadine?
Oh, brown stuff, Betadine.
That's clean. It's clean. It's good, clean stuff. You know it cleans it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it on a hose and I squirt it in my ass, the Betadine, and it goes in my ass. And it comes out brown. Like a brown milk. Out of my ass milk, it comes out. Oh, if you want, I'll do it on top of you. I'll sanitize my ass with the Betadine, like, on top of you.
Oh, it's the game coming out?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Would you be into that? Would that be something maybe we could do?
Well, what happened to Carrie? Carrie don't talk to you?
Carrie, she found out about what happened with me, and then ever since then she didn't want to be with me anymore. She walked in on me with another, you know, there was another guy where we were using the machine together, you know, and yeah, it was bad. So now all I have is a machine and me, but I wanted, you know, I thought maybe you want to share the machine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So why don't you come right now?
Okay, I will.
Okay, will you bring me some, will you order me a hamburger?
Okay.
Can you tell him now before you go? Because I want to tell him, you get him over, tell him you need to order a hamburger for me.
Victor?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you. Well, tell the man that you're going to order something to eat.
Oh, and the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. Go ahead and put the phone. Go ahead and just throw it in the sink over there, okay?
Throw the sink out.
Yeah, throw the phone. Just throw it over there in the sink if you could, okay? Please?
This is a train depot, you know.
Yeah, I know, but he said to put the phone, he's going to wash the phone, so just put it in the sink.
he's watching the computer right now,
do you see the trash can over there? Do you see the trash can over there?
Trash can?
Yeah.
What's the small gas can?
Yeah, do you see it there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please? Yeah, do you see it there? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please?
Okay.
All right, go ahead and just put it there, and don't turn it off. Just put it inside there, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. He's doing it. Look, he put it in the trash can. He put it in the fucking trash can. Oh, man, I wish we could have captured the webcam. He actually took the phone and put it in the trash can at the counter. What the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that guy? Did he leave? Nunu, whoever's got the camera, pan up. Let's pan up on it. Hang on, let's see. I got him on hold.
It's like a bus boy or something like that.
Oh my god. I should have had someone capture the webcam. That guy's nutso. He left. Look, he left. He was sitting there. He got up and he ran away. Oh man. I gotta get over this cold. But that is something. Look at that, huh? He actually put it in the damn trash can. Awesome, guys. Good work all around effort tonight. Look, there he's coming back. Hang on. The guy's coming back. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello? Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can get him to hear. I got to turn the volume down so it doesn't blow up your ears.
Hello?
He's not hearing it. Damn it, he's walking by, but he's not hearing it. I want to see if I can get him to pick it up. I'm like, hello? I was like, yeah, that guy threw the phone. He got mad. He threw the phone in the trash bag. You know, it won't be really funny. I'm sorry, guys. It'd be really funny if we kept this on and they actually threw the trash bag away with the trash and we're sitting there watching him throw the trash. The phone away, we have a recording. As it goes out of range, as they take it outside or back to the dumpster. Oh man, we're gonna have to keep watching that, see what happens. See if they ever fix it, find the phone. I can't stand any longer. It's almost 4 o'clock. I'm late. I'm not late for class, but my class isn't for another 3 hours and 20 minutes, but I do like to get there early and I got a little bit of homework to catch up on. It'll only take me like a half hour or so. Well, I'll keep the line open here just in case the guy hears. If I see him go by, I'm gonna yell at him again to see if he hears it. I'll mash the buttons. Let's see if he'll pick it up. Hang on, is that some motion? I saw something move. No? Or maybe if a customer comes next door, I'll hit the buttons and see if he comes back. Oh my god, that was too funny. I didn't see the comments in the chat room today. Let me just take a look at that. Yeah, Oscar the Grouch's phone. Nunu says call back. Wait a minute, that's right. Hang on. It was a cordless phone, right? So no, it won't ring if I do that. If I hang up and I call back, it's not going to ring, dude. Because it's going to be off the hook on that end over there. It's not going to automatically disconnect. That's the problem. The phone's off the hook. You can hear it in the background. I got it turned up all the way now. So I don't know, unless I get another number. Look and see if they have a second line somewhere we can find to the Depot Diner. It's so funny. I love that. I think Nunu, whoever's controlling the camera, good camera work, dude. If it's Nunu or whoever it is, that's splendid work, sir. We've got a fix right on the trash bag where you put the cordless phone in. You can hear the train going by. Apparently, it's a train stop diner. I think he had to go get his train. The guy's like, okay. He throws the phone in the trash can and then goes and gets his train, catches his train or wherever it is that he's going. Some crazy mouth breather. Poor guy. There's apparently
hobo.
Some bisexual hobo who thinks is some guy that he knows called him over to come over to share a fake pussy machine or something. Who knows what the fuck he thought the machine was? Yeah. So we'll see if he comes back, everybody. That's a Depot Diner. I'm going to keep it on the background, but we got to start wrapping it up here. Anyway, so in the meantime, thank you everyone for listening this afternoon. I promise next week we'll start more early. Earlier, I think, is what it's really called. Earlier, we'll start next week, everybody. Oh, yeah. I want to thank the Dead, Hollywood Vanya, for sending in numbers to Tuck.
Everyone be sure to visit TuckerMike.com. TuckerMike. TuckerMike.com. You got links to your blog. You got links to the Revolutuck Tucker blog there also, don't you, sir? As far as I understand. So everyone be sure to
check it out. Something new every day.
All right. That's right, sir. So everyone be sure to visit TuckerMike.com. It's over there on the internet. You can visit SyndicateRadio.tv. Thank you to them for hosting us.
All the racism entries lately.
Right. That's good. That's good. Syndicate.
The
soup du jour. I got you. The SyndicateRadio.tv folks over there. Thanks. We're going to be back there on Thursday night. Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any word yet on the? No, it doesn't look like anybody's gone by here lately. I'm just taking another gander at the Depot Diner. See, look at it. They got a little door there. I bet you'll get busier when the next train comes in, and it'll probably get busy. And if I could
next
hold on.
Next time rain, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. They're gonna yeah, but there it is. It's right there. That's the trash can it's in, isn't it? There you go, folks. Someone take a screen capture of that.
They're gonna be looking around for it and shit.
Yeah, Nunu, take a screen capture. I try
call it and make them look around for it.
Yeah, I took a screen capture of him when he was doing it. I don't know if it came out. I think the control isn't it control print screen? You don't know, Tuck, because you got a Mac. But I'm pretty sure it's control or shift control print screen, one of those. I did both of them. And hopefully I got a screenshot that I can edit out with at least a guy walk. He was getting ready to put it in there. He was walking towards it. And if we get a screenshot of just the trash can, that'd be awesome to put together. But yeah, we'll hold off here. And hopefully this guy will come by. I'll keep watching the background, and I got to go take a shower and all that, so... Anyway, let's get out of here, folks. So, yeah, I was saying, you know, TuckerMike.com, SyndicateRadio.tv, thanks for having us on tonight. Of course, we'll be back on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is that a hat or is that a person? That's just a hat. Damn it. All right, folks, we'll catch you next week. We'll catch you Thursday. Good night.